You're a firefighter?
Okay, that's my perspective. And what's the, do you know the address of the station?
4185 Cedar Springs.
And it's the number 378-7000?
Yes.
Okay. And date of birth?
Right on.
Pretty close. Okay. So you work for this station, and
yes.
You guys are out of 34th tonight?
Yeah, we were
okay.
Doing a cover assignment at
34th. And then what happened?
We got the call for a possible gunshot victim.
Uh-huh.
We responded. We staged back from the scene.
Uh-huh.
And we're told the scene was clear. Just then I was in the back of the rig putting on gloves and stuff,
uh-huh.
Getting ready, and looked out the front window and noticed police officers standing on the front lawn.
Okay.
And then heard the shots.
Okay.
You know, looked and saw, guys drawn down.
Okay.
And then we were told a second time it was okay for us to go in.
Mm-hmm.
We got out, got our gear, walked up to the scene, noticed the police officers were kind of just milling around at the time. Noticed one officer walking away from the scene holding a knife. We approached a patient, determined that he was pulseless, not breathing. We rolled him over and began to do an assessment on him.
Okay.
To find out what injuries he had. Noticed that he had multiple gunshot wounds.
Okay.
And then just started doing our first aid, doing our thing.
Okay. So when you got there, you guys were staging?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you guys stage at? About how far away?
Probably maybe 60 yards, 70 yards away.
Okay. East or west of the house, you know?
God, I don't even remember the direction. Okay. I ride backwards, so it's kind of hard for
me. Oh, okay.
To know. And we're in a strange area, so I...
Yes. Hey, Cap, were we east or west of the scene?
East.
East okay. Of the scene. And so how long was it from the time you guys got there until you guys got the okay to go ahead and treat?
Well, right when we pulled up and we parked, they said it was clear for us to go in. And right at that time is when we heard the gunshots. And of course,
okay.
We weren't going to go in at that time, so we waited for a couple of minutes.
Oh, I see.
The captain exited the vehicle and gave us, the all clear for
okay.
Us to go in. So it was maybe from the time we stopped to the time we got out, it was maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. So what exactly did you guys see when you first got there?
As far as the person or...
Yeah, person or the deputies.
Like I said, I looked out the front window and saw the deputies on the front lawn facing the house, the direction of the house.
The house where he was
right,
shot at?
Right. Like I said, I was putting on gloves, so kind of in the mix of putting on gloves,
okay.
I heard the gunshots, turned and looked again out the front window and saw the deputies with guns drawn, pointed
okay.
In the direction of the front door
okay.
of the house. And that's when we got the okay for us to get out. We got
okay.
out of the vehicle, got our gear out of the back of the rig, and then approached the scene. As we approached, got on the front lawn, like I said, I saw the one deputy carrying the knife. The other ones were kind of backed off about maybe 10 yards away from the victim. Noticed the victim lying face down, handcuffed behind the back on the front porch. A lot of blood and stuff around the body. We checked for a pulse. There was no pulse. Rolled him over and began to work him up.
Okay. So you're sitting in the rig and you look out before you heard the shot. Did you see their guns drawn or
I don't recall. I just looked in the general direction and saw the officers and they might have been guns drawn. I
okay.
don't
you know, it was kind of, you know, we're backwards, so we're looking and kind of just checking over your shoulder, and then we heard the shots. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And I turned around to see. And that's
okay.
When I know I saw
okay.
Tim Strong.
Did you see the guy at all before him?
No, I did not.
Okay, and how many rounds would you say you heard?
Maybe 5 or 6.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. There could have been, you know, shots at the same time. I
okay.
couldn't exactly tell. There appeared to be, you know, 7 or 8 guys standing on the front lawn. I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
And whether they all shot or not, I don't know.
Okay. Did you do an assessment on the victim?
Yeah. Checked for pulse. Rolled him over.
Where'd you check for pulse?
A carotid pulse.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any.
Okay.
We rolled him over. And began to, the paramedic that's with us,
uh-huh.
cut his shirt so that we can expose the chest and everything. I began to get a bag valve mask out of our bag and hook it up to the oxygen cylinder so
okay.
we can start giving him O2 because he wasn't breathing also.
Okay.
Checked for pulse again, didn't get anything.
Okay.
And then basically I was assigned to breathing for the,
okay.
the gentleman. Captain did compressions, and then the paramedics and the other ambulance people showed up and started doing all the other stuff.
So how long did you guys do CPR on?
From the time we made contact with the patient until he got in the ambulance, it was probably 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then they probably continued on in the ambulance. That's where I
okay.
lost contact, is when he went into the ambulance.
Okay, I know. Across the street and dealt with, I guess, the wife and the neighbor. Did you go?
Right.
You
no,
with the victim?
No, I stayed with the victim.
Okay.
We worked on the patient the whole time until he got in the ambulance. Then I just kind of
okay.
gathered up gear and that was it.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? That was pretty simple.
Yeah. The only thing that I remember is we were approaching the scene. Is the one lady which I assuming was the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I heard her say, she was pretty hysterical. She was standing there with a gentleman on the corner saying, well, I don't know what to do. He was trying to get into my house and I feel bad. And that's all I heard. And I was going to motion for somebody maybe to talk to her because it seemed like she was involved in this and she was standing over here by herself and didn't
okay.
have any police or didn't have any fire
okay.
personnel attending to her. So,
okay.
But that's really the only thing. And then the other officer carrying the knife was really the only
okay.
things that stand out in my mind as
okay.
anything important.
Alrighty. That was an easy interview.
Yeah, I didn't, like I said, I was assigned to breathing and that's pretty much what I did the whole time.
Yeah,
so just kind of,
yeah.
So.
Who pronounced, was he pronounced dead there or at the hospital?
No, I believe it was at the hospital.
Okay.
We worked him till he got into the ambulance and that's where we left off. The other gentleman on our rig went with him in the ambulance and I believe
okay.
they worked him all the way to the hospital.
Okay. So. Alrighty. Anything slow?